Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are halfway home on a Tuesday. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here with us. Really appreciate you. We're thankful for you in this season of giving thanks. Very thankful for you guys. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindl, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And we're joined in studio by our pal Ryan Cohen, home visiting family for Thanksgiving. Wanted to drop by the Ben and Woods Biosphere, said we'd love to have you anytime. So welcome in, Ryan. Good to have you.
Always stoked to be here with you guys.
I'm very excited for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Because you eat a lot of food.
Have you been picking at your nose?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Bleeding?
He looked over and I said, what happened? What'd you do? Is it bleeding?
I've had this zit on my nose.
You know you're not supposed to pick a zit. You know that.
I know. It had a little loose skin, though, and I just wanted to get it off and...
Loose skin?
Cannabis?
Sorry. At least I don't have to anchor on television all night tonight.
You've made it look worse now.
I'll cover
now.
It in makeup like I did last night.
I didn't even notice it last night.
I know, because I covered it in makeup.
Oh, have you ever used a pimple patch?
Yeah, when I was like 17.
Oh, they make them now. They just put it on, it kind of covers it up. I wear them to work. You didn't even notice
it on television. Really?
Yeah, you can't even notice it. It's like they're like clear, but it covers the pimple.
It's hard when you are dusting. It makes it, it irritates it, though, when you have the makeup on it. So it makes it harder to heal.
I can't stop staring at it. I noticed it.
Just over the break, I kind of reached up to my nose and I felt it. And I shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake.
That's a huge, huge faux pas.
I know.
Now, like Rudolph. I get it, too. I get an ingrown right here, and the tip of my nose shines red.
Those ones hurt.
It hurts
so
like a,
bad.
And you can't touch it.
This one doesn't hurt.
Just like it's a light bulb.
Yeah, like a light bulb.
Just won't heal properly.
All right. Can I do anything for you? Can we get you a bandage or anything?
No, that's fine.
It looked tough if you wore a bandage on the news. Like, what did he do? Did Aubrey Huff finally find him and punch him out? Bloodied his nose? Yeah, got into it. Did you guys see his tweets over the weekend?
No.
Those were a wild ride.
He's still out there doing his thing?
He did a tweet about how to seduce women.
I'm sure it was.
If we can find it, I'd like Ben to read it, actually, because it's absolutely incredible. You've never seen anything like it. It's the in the manual for how not to meet women, the way that he did it.
I can imagine.
It's absolutely incredible. Are you looking right now?
I'm looking.
Yeah, Ben's looking. I want to hear Paulie's story. Is it a sad story or a happy story?
Oh, it's long. Wow.
Very long. Just give us the greatest hits.
I don't know. Can I read this?
Yeah. I mean, there's some of them.
I mean, I haven't proofread.
Oh, that's all right.
At all. You just want me to go right
into
it?
Yeah, just off the cuff.
Fellas, next time you go up to a woman at a bar, do this. I've done this countless times, and it works 9 times out of 10. Walk up to the bar and stand confidently next to her. Order your drink from the bartender and immediately look into her eyes and don't break contact until she does. While looking into her soul, shout out to the bartender confidently, and please, my good sir, get this little temptress, whatever she's drinking. Introduce yourself in a seductive and deep, confident tone, which intrigues her sexually, proving you're a confident man, not afraid to ask for what he wants. Then make an offhand remark, which should make zero sense given the situation. Her curiosity is now piqued, although he spelled it wrong.
Spelled that wrong, yeah.
When the bartender delivers the drinks, ask him for a napkin and a pen. While you're writing your name and number on the napkin, speak these words in your best James Bond impression, which should be spoken seductively, slowly, calmly, mysteriously, and with a touch of cocky arrogance. Nice to meet you, sweet. Tease. And thank you for the drink. I'll be sure to get the next one when you meet me later at the bar I'm headed to. Just slide the napkin to her while graciously letting the bartender know to put your drink on her tab.
Okay, put drink on
her tab. Then simply walk away, leaving the bar. This sounds like a D move, but you will be amazed how many times you'll get a text wondering which bar she should meet you at. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
You crushed that so... I would listen to you read...
I read a teleprompter for a living.
Your seductive voice is...
pretty much
is,
what I do.
It really... I thought it was a garbage tweet till you read it. And if you told me to do it, I would do it. You would absolutely put your drink on her tab, Satan's Blowfish. I'm going to get this little temptress a drink, and she's going to pay for it. What do you think about that advice?
I don't think that's for me, honestly. It's fine.
I don't know how we got here, but I think you should wear a bandage over it tonight. And again, you can say Aubrey Huff punched you in the nose.
And do the news in my most seductive
voice. Oh, please. Will you do some seductive tonight?
Seductive reads?
I'll be watching.
I'll find one that works for you.
Okay, I think I'd rather just say I picked a zit off my nose and that's why I'm bleeding, that's rather than be like that clown.
Punched me in the nose.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mess with him, but that's pretty funny.
Oh, he's a big softy, I promise you.
Yeah, you say that.
Paulie's a big softy. He was looking to adopt another dog yesterday.
Yeah, we've...
Is this a sad story, or is it...
I don't think it's a sad story at all. It's a story, I thought. Yeah, we started our journey into finding the next dog to rescue.
Because you lost your dog recently.
We lost a dog a couple of months ago.
What was that dog's name again?
It was Daphne.
Daphne.
And about a year and a half...
Sammy. I don't know why.
A year and a half before that was Jackson. We had to put... So we started with three. We got down to one, and... We've been ready to add a new one.
Because one is lonely.
Yeah.
Edie is lonely.
Edie needs some friend, somebody to hang out with during the day. And we also are, we've got that void that you're still feeling. And so we've filled out some applications online and kind of looked around. And then we were driving around yesterday doing some shopping. And I was like, anywhere else you want to go? And she goes, let's just go up to the shelter. Let's go up to the Rancho Coastal up in Encinitas.
Yep.
She's gotten like three dogs. Her family's gotten dogs there forever.
Sure.
And so she's like, let's just go up there and see, because they have a first come, first serve policy. They don't really make appointments. They'll help you out, of course, but it's first come, first serve. They have the viewing hours throughout the day. So we're like, all right, let's go. So it's about 1:30 probably. We get there and we're looking at some dogs. Oh, and I turned the corner and I saw his name is Thunderbird. He's a one-year-old Chihuahua mix, and he checked off like every box that we had been looking for in a dog. He's just
Shoot as you turn the corner.
Sweetest thing. Like we were kind of going down the line of all the kennels, and Megan was looking at one dog, and then I kept moving, and I looked down into this little area, and I go, "Oh my God,
this is the one!"
And Megan, like, she goes, "Oh," she starts crying almost immediately.
This is like when Ben walked into Explicit and. The first one that he saw,
yes.
He said,
yes.
And I had warned him in the parking lot, don't do this.
It's going to be very easy.
This is your first time. It's easy to fall in.
She was not up for adoption.
She was not. But I said, just remember, this is your first time. Don't fall in love with the first one. Okay, Woodsy, I won't. I promise.
How long did that last?
30 seconds later. 30. And that was it. The rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, no, so we had a game plan. We're like, look. We're not bringing anybody home tonight. Like we're just seeing what's there. We're starting.
That was
the process.
His game plan too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And and then sure enough, we're thinking, all right, checks off every box. Like maybe this is just a sign or whatever. So we're talking, we're playing with them, and I mean, the girl comes back to us while we're playing with the dog. She goes, "Do you have any questions?" I'm like, "I don't want another family to see this dog. What do we have to do?"
Can you put it behind the counter until I get back?
Can you box it up for me? We'll be back. And she goes, no. Okay, so the next step is you guys have another dog. You got to go bring your other dog here so that they can interact and find out if it's going to be a good fit for you. So we'd gone through all the interview process, and then that's where we're left. She goes, by the way, we do stop interactions at 3 o'clock. We're in Encinitas. It's about 2:15.
Ooh, you got 45 minutes.
And we have to, like, again, they do visitations until 4, but they stop welcoming new people after 3 o'clock. So there was a potential, I suppose, that somebody could show up in those that hour and a half with their dog and be like, we really love this dog. We want to take him home. And we'd be screwed.
Or with no dog.
Yeah.
And just ready for their first pet.
Sure. So we look at our clocks and I go, babe, do you trust me?
45 minutes.
All right. We had 45 minutes to get from Encinitas back to
here.
Not too far from here,
yeah.
Sara Mesa, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, traffic starting to pick up.
Yep.
Had to grab Edie, throw her in the car, and get right back up to Encinitas before 3 o'clock. I got there at like 2:57.
Wow.
And so then we end up we get all situated, and they bring the dog in. We're going to do the meet and greet or whatever, the interaction. And the dogs didn't get along super well.
Damn it.
It's not even that they didn't get along. It's just that Edie is like 12 or 13. She's a little bit older, and she's a little more chill. This dog is 1 year old and every bit of 1 year old. He still looked like a puppy, and he had the energy of a puppy. He just wanted to get in her face and just check her out, sniff, and she was not having it. She was kind of showing some teeth, like, hey, back off. But they didn't start fighting. We're like, is this a bad sign? And the girl goes, yeah, he's going to be up in her grill, it looks like. And she wants probably a little bit older dog, maybe somebody that's just a little bit more relaxed and isn't going to be up in her personal space.
So it didn't
work out for us, but hey, if you're looking for a dog,
what's his name? The Terminator?
Thunderbird.
Here's a question. Now, if you had adopted, is it okay to change the name, or once it's got its name?
Yeah, we would change the name.
You would have changed the name.
Yeah,
well,
we would have.
So I told Bo this story yesterday, because it was happening in real time while he and I were out doing grounders. And I said, oh man, Paulie almost got this dog. And he goes, what do you mean almost? And I told him what happened. And he goes, oh, and he was like sad. He loves dogs. And I go, could you imagine, buddy, when mom and I brought Taylor home the day he was born and you were there, and your face dropped, and you were so furious. If mom and I had to go, all right, we'll try again, and take him back to the hospital.
Taylor's showing his teeth.
Yeah, Taylor's mad. Like, Bo was the mad one. He was like, this sucks. I hate this. Mm. Just like Ben was when he had his siblings. Bo's very much like you. He said, we had such a good thing going here. I got all the attention.
It's not uncommon for a first child to be eagerly anticipating a younger brother or sister.
But if it worked that way, we would have had to literally go back to scripts and be like, this one didn't work. So we'll see you guys in like another year.
I feel bad for Thunderbird, because you would have been a great
home. Bad.
Thunderbird's off the market.
He's probably gone. He ain't going to be around too long.
Yeah, we've got hundreds of people on our stream who just saw Thunderbird's picture. There's going to be another race up to Rancho Coastal again to see who can claim Thunderbird as fast as possible.
Certainly anticlimactic. I mean, I felt like it was a scene in Fast and the Furious there for about an hour, just trying to get down here, get back up there in time.
All right, practical question.
Yeah.
Practical. Not mean question. Practical. The next, now, you can't go, you have to go to another dealer, dog dealer.
Dealership?
Another dealership. Because...
you don't have to.
Now, I mean, but if you... Is there a thought of going into the next one and be like, we don't even have a dog? This is, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's fair to either of the dogs.
Because my theory is that they would have eventually learned to get along.
Yeah, I think so. But then I don't think in that situation it's the right fit. If you have to force it, I don't know that it's a good fit.
What are your thoughts?
I know you have my sister now, just fine.
That's
they forced it. So
Bo and Taylor really still don't get along all that well. So I've forced it.
Just takes some time.
All right.
It's tough when your dog is as old, I think, as the old as yours to introduce anything.
Any dog. That's going to be tough.
She's a sweetheart. Might be trouble.
I think if in a perfect scenario, when you bring them in for that little interaction meeting, you want them to just be engaged in like sniffing each other, kind of checking each other out, and then doing their own things. It's if they're going to be each other's grill.
The reason I ask is because now I'm afraid.
Like Thunderbird needs would be great for like a young couple maybe that don't have kids or another dog, or have a big space for him to be running around, because he's got a lot of energy.
Do you want me to go get him for you? I'll go get. I don't have a dog actually. I'll go.
You
pick
only
him
have
up.
Five cats.
Four.
Four cats.
And two kids. And I should I go in and be like, I'm here. I have no dog. I don't know Paul Reindel or Megan Reindel.
Don't listen to the 8 o'clock hour.
I would just like to get this dog. And then I'll gift it to you guys. It's the... Because I don't think you're overreacting by any stretch. I've had that before.
It's tough.
And it's one of those things where I was just like,
I was definitely,
figure it out. You know,
I was
figure it out,
sad.
Both of you. Yeah.
Like, I've never like gone to a shelter to pick out a dog. That was my first time doing that. The dog that I got 10 years ago was kind of just left on my door, you know, one day by a friend.
Maybe Edie was stressed about the 150 mile an hour ride
to
the kennel.
I think Edie was stressed out because that's where she came from.
Oh!
And she's like, oh, no, I'm back.
Yeah, 13 years is a long enough time, kid.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, another family's going to take Thunderbird, and they're going to be happy, and there's going to be another one that is the right fit.
Like Nick says, could you imagine if we wanted to get a cat, and the lady was like, yeah, you're going to need to bring all four of your cats in. I'd be like, never mind. They just give cats to anyone.
Cats are
they don't care.
If you're watching on YouTube, there, look at the picture of him. You want a dog? That's your dog.
Thunderbird.
He is unbelievably cute, and he was so fun. He was climbing all over us, kissing us.
Wiry. Yeah, he's wiry. I like it.
But we'll find another one. It's all good. That was the first dog that we like looked at. I was not expecting.
I don't want to ask this question, but I have to for the radio. So now, are you afraid now? And it's only been one interaction.
Yeah.
You haven't tried multiple.
No.
But are you afraid now you may be pigeonholed into Edie for a while until maybe.
Oh, no. I think we can easily have a dog within a week still.
Okay. I was thinking you just wait, like, start fresh.
We're not. No. No, we're not in, like,
I'm just asking the question that he was too afraid to ask.
We're not in a super big rush.
Okay,
we're just gonna chill and wait for the right one.
Okay.
But you know, she does good with other dogs, neighbor dogs,
okay,
whatever. It's just gotta find the right one.
Okay. I'm just asking the questions.
Puppies are always tough.
They're impossible, dude. Year old dogs are insane.
I was being ambitious. We didn't want to do the puppy phase per se.
Yeah.
But I was like, at least
a year.
A year.
Got a year under his belt.
We're probably more in like the 2 to 4 year old.
My dog just got out of her puppy phase. She's 8. So
right.
And she's solo now, but she's happy.
Yeah, she's happy now.
Oh, that's good.
Kind of like me.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Pauly.
Thank you.
And I hope that it works out. And if you need me to do anything.
If I need anything,
if you need anything
I'll
do it. Yeah.
I almost
let
like,
us know if you adopt them.
You live much closer to Rancho Coastal. I'm like, hey, bro, I need you to go distract them.
Give me
go-
Edie for a weekend. I'll take her around and see which one she gets along with.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Who wants to play Take on Woods? Our game coming up next, musical trivia. You wish you could play me. I don't even know who's in Guns N' Roses, but you're playing Woods.
But it's
who's
not
Flea. Who's
I'll
very
tell you
good
that.
At this game. 833-288.
Where's Flea?
Oh, which one's Flea again?
833-288-0973. Your chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar, who was definitely in Van Halen.
Yes, good job.
I did get to meet him at least. 833-288-0973. That is coming up next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to remind you, the holidays are coming up. You're going to have a lot of interactions with family. When you're sitting around the Thanksgiving table or spending the holidays, look at all the people around that you care about, and then think about what happens if something should happen to you. Are they taken care of? Have you written down something that indicates what should happen after you're gone?
Just start with, like, hey, Dad, how's your will doing? Or your trust?
Sure.
Right? I'm assuming, you know... You assume that when somebody has a family, they automatically get the trust or will. And it's just not the case. I waited so long. Ben waited even longer than I did. And we were both kind of embarrassed about it. So go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out.
It's even easier.
Even easier.
We've made it easier.
FAN when you check out. And make sure you handle that business. Get that trust. As our friend Dominic in the chat says, keep your family out of probate court. It is long. It is arduous. It is expensive.
And when you let your family know about this, you're not dooming them to a long process in a lawyer's office and thousands of dollars in expenses. It's all online. Takes less than an hour. You're just answering some questions, and at the end, you have real legal documents, a will or a trust that can help keep your family out of probate court and settle any disputes before they start. Do it today. Go to trustandwill.com. Use code FAN, at checkout for 20% off your Trust and Will at trustandwill.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/foodfund and give today. All right, we got a contestant. Well, we did have a contestant on the line. Now we lost him. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll talk a little more about the Aztecs' embarrassing loss to Michigan last night.
Where do they go?
Well, they stay in Las Vegas and they play again tonight, which is...
Mine was more of a philosophical question.
Oh, right.
Not a logistical... Where do they go from here?
Well, they go back to their hotel room.
And then, they have breakfast,
which
probably.
Is, it's both a good thing and a bad thing, right?
You know, like what's
playing,
that?
Playing the next day?
I mean, I think it's a good
you
thing.
You can erase.
Only a good thing.
Only a good thing.
Well, I don't know. It could be a bad thing. If you don't get over the loss quickly, you could turn it into another loss easily.
But at least you get the chance. It's like baseball, man. It's like, oh, that was a crap game. But we got a good pitcher on the mound tomorrow, and we're going to, you know, you have another opportunity. Sitting and waiting a week is excruciating. Ugh.
All right, we'll talk about that coming up. First, though, it is time for our game. Let's play a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and Matthew called in. Matthew, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
He's here. All He's right. excited, too. Very.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Oh, too excited. All right. Well, I would be, too.
I think it's the right level of excitement.
You got a chance to qualify for Las Vegas here. If you can beat or tie Woods, it would be a two-night stay at the Park MGM. Tickets to see Sammy Hagar in concert on March 20th.
I love Sammy.
Of course. We all love Sammy. And a $100 gas card as well. Get your tickets for Sammy Hagar at Ticketmaster.com. All right, you get to pick our category today, Matthew. Here are your choices. We've got Guns A-Blazing, 5 song titles and artists, including the word gun or guns. We've got our all 2 second song category. It's called A Bundle of Joy. Song titles are artists that include the word joy. And we have Bands Fit for a King, 5 bands who all have king somewhere in their name. So, Guns A-Blazing, Bundle of Joy, or Bands Fit for a King. Matthew, what is it?
Guns A-Blazing.
He is Guns A-Blazing on this one. All right. Today's category features 5 song titles. How much coffee have you already had this morning, Matthew?
Oh, I haven't had my coffee yet.
Oh, you have not had coffee.
Don't, please. 5 song titles and artists that include the word gun or guns. 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. You'll go first. Woods goes second. You're trying to beat or tie him to qualify for the grand prize drawing. First question is the 2 second song You get 2 seconds of music. You need to give me the song title and the artist for that one. You know how to play, Matthew. You ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category is Guns A-Blazing. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Matthew. Let's take on Woods.
James Taddy Guns, Aerosmith.
Correct. Which L.A. band sold then 30 million copies of their 1987 debut album Appetite for Destruction and Flea Guns is not in the band? Correct. Warren Zevon sings of Cold War espionage in Havana and asks his fathers to send what three things in the title of a 1978 song? Colson Baker, who recently had a child with Megan Fox, rose to fame in 2010 under what stage name?
Pass.
Green Day's most recent song to hit the Billboard Top 40 was which 2009 track that dealt with the subject of patriotism?
Pass.
All right, back to Warren Zevon. Sings of Cold War espionage in Havana.
Guns and Money.
Correct. Colson Baker, who recently had a child with Megan Fox, rose to fame in 2010 under what stage name?
Colson Baker? I have no idea who Colson Baker is.
Sorry. All right, we got three, though. You got Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith. Guns N' Roses, ironically, today in the category. Someone says Matthew has been rattled. Absolutely,
yeah,
Matthew has me
you're
rattled.
Flustered.
Lawyers, Guns and Money by Warren Zevon. It was Machine Gun Kelly is Colson Baker, and 21 Guns is Green Day. I don't know, three is not a bad score. Hang on the line, Matthew. See how you do.
Okay.
All right, Matthew's score is locked in. Matthew is full of energy this morning.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You need
he's
to
got
talk
Ben
to
all like.
You need
tizzy.
To talk to Matthew. I'm a little bit rattled by Matthew.
What happened?
He's just
Matthew.
You'll
still
find
there?
Out. Just stay, Matthew. Say hi to Woods. Don't tell him what's coming up.
You want me to say hi?
Yeah.
Hey Woods.
Hey buddy.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry about last week. I tried to call in, but it was a schnapple.
I talked to Lauren O'Brien. She texted me. Matthew thinks he got banned from the show. I think he was the one that called, and we couldn't hear him.
Oh, no.
Remember, he kept calling. He kept calling.
Clearly today, Matthew.
All right, good. All right,
more than clearly.
Put you back on hold.
All right,
back
on hold. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. No category for Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Matthew.
That's Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith.
Correct. Which L.A. band sold a then record 30 million copies of their 1987 debut album, Appetite for Destruction?
Guns N' Roses and Flea.
Warren Zevon sings of Cold War espionage in Havana, asks his father to send what three things in the title of a 1978 song?
Pass.
Colson Baker, who recently had a child with Megan Fox, rose to fame in 2010.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Correct. Green Day's most recent song to hit the Billboard Top 40 was which 2009 track that dealt with the subject of patriotism?
Lay down your guns?
No, good guess.
Damn it.
Warren Zevon sings of Cold War espionage in Havana, asks his father to send what three things in the title of a 1978 song?
Flea, guns, taint.
Oh. Lawyers, guns, and money.
You kind of needed that one.
That's 3-3. Matthew, congratulations. Celebrate
your.
There you go.
That's a tie.
Yes.
Good job, dude. Always welcome on this show. Try some brewed decaf.
He has not had any coffee yet.
That's
I asked
insane.
Him. That was my first question.
Oh, yeah.
Are you mainlining Red Bull?
Yeah,
like,
right?
It's
Celsius. He's fired up.
He is. All right, hang on the line, Matthew, because Paulie needs to get your information to make sure you're into the drawing. Congratulations.
Wow. He got you domed
down.
Yeah,
well, wouldn't you? A little bit. I mean, he's got so much energy.
He couldn't read the questions. He was
Then
was spun out.
Well, I was first spun out. Then the Guns N' Roses pops up just today of all days. Because we are giving away Guns N' Roses tickets
we
later.
We found out yesterday about the Guns N' Roses tickets. That category's been there for
three
weeks.
Days. Yeah, that is not because of Guns N' Roses. Just happened to be today's pick.
People in the chat say sounded like the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh yeah!
Randy Macho Man Savage or Don Orsillo, you could do.
That's right.
Oh yeah! I love it.
Oh yeah!
I like when you call a radio station, have a little energy. Right?
Now I feel bad, though. I think when you host, you should have some energy, too.
That's also true.
I don't feel like I have enough anymore.
I definitely don't think so either.
Trust me, if we had as much energy as Matthew, you couldn't listen. You could not listen for more than 15 minutes.
New York Sports Radio, buddy.
Oh, I did
How
not
could
call
they do
in,
this?
I did not call in yesterday with my Giants take.
Oh, damn it. I forgot anyway. I should have reminded you. We got breaking news in baseball.
All right, we will get to that coming up next. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, let me tell you about the wonderful deals that you can find down at Sedano Ford. Actually, pretty good week, man, to go and look at new cars and trucks if you're in the market for a new whip. Thanksgiving love from Sedano Ford and Lincoln. They're very grateful for your business. They're rolling out jaw-dropping Black Friday savings, but they're doing it all November long. Deals you won't find anywhere else. The, as I told you earlier, the 2025 Ford F-150, just $395 a month. The 2025 Ford Bronco Big Ben is just $275 a month. And if it's an electric vehicle that you are in the market for, the Ford Mach-E, very sharp, is yours for $258 a month. Or you can glide into a stunning 2025 Lincoln Corsair Hybrid, just $337 a month. Sedano Ford and Lincoln, your proud local and veteran-owned dealership. Thanks for choosing them over every other Ford dealer in town. These offers will go away, as they do. Visit SedanoFord.com today. Lock in your deal. Restrictions do apply, so don't wait another second. Don't forget to let them know Woods sent you when they roll out the red carpet for you. Hurry on down to Sedano Ford and Lincoln. Visit SedanoFord.com for all details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Got a trade in Major League Baseball.
I'm shocked on this one, dude, because of the numbers that you just read me.
So the Boston Red Sox are acquiring pitcher Sonny Gray from the St. Louis Cardinals. No word yet on the return. Gray, 36-year-old.
Nope, here's the return.
Oh, you got some return.
Cardinals, this is from Jeff Passan. Red Sox receive Sonny Gray and cash.
I would think.
St. Louis Cardinals receive left-handed pitcher Brandon Clark and right-handed pitcher Richard Fitz.
Oh, Dick Fitz.
Dick Fitz. Yeah. Clark and Fitz.
Whoa.
Mr. and Mrs. Fitz.
Yeah. That short for Fitzgerald? No, it's just Fitz. F-I-T-T-S. Fitz. Brandon Clark, Richard Fitz. Fits well into their rotation, maybe.
Richard Fitz.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Fitz.
A return is less important than how much money the Cardinals
Correct.
Are paying. Now, Sonny Gray is not a bad pitcher.
He's not getting, at all.
He's had a very good career, but
he
he's
would
36.
Be our one or two.
He is just 1.4 WAR last season, 4.28 ERA, 1.23 WHIP, but 180 innings, 201 strikeouts. Actually, somewhat similar numbers to Dylan Cease, but with a completely, not completely different repertoire, but he's just on the downside of his career. And get this, he was scheduled to make $35 million, but they reworked his deal. He will now make $41 million this year for the Red Sox, $31 million in salary and a $10 million mutual option buyout for next season. I can't imagine that the Red Sox are taking that on without the Cardinals paying it down at least. We know the Cardinals tried and failed to get rid of Nolan Arenado and shed his salary last year. They're still trying again this year. They have now successfully unloaded Sonny Gray, but you know he's a good pitcher, and the Red Sox clearly are a team that are trying to go for it a bit this offseason and have stabilized the top of their rotation.
So what is this signal? I mean, the Reds, if you're a Red Sox fan, you're like, cool, great. Like, we have money. Like, we have money. Our owner is absolutely filthy rich. He's different in that, he's different from Steinbrenner. He's just like, I don't spend money. Like, he'll just openly announce, like, we're not spending a ton of money. But for them to go out and do this, I think, and they're going to pay it, you know, a decent chunk of this. St. Louis isn't going to pay all of this.
I've got it. No, I think, you know, I don't know what the total is, but Boston is certainly on the hook for some money.
I think if you're the Red Sox, you're stoked. You're absolutely stoked. You're a Cardinals fan. You're like, all right, this is the beginning of the rebuild. We got Chaim Bloom in here, and this is what he's going to do, and this is going to be painful for a while. Obviously, the first place my mind goes is, all right, who else? Who else is available from the St. Louis Cardinals for, you know, a couple of middling prospects? And I shouldn't say middling. I don't know anything about Dick Fitz or the other guy, so I have no idea.
You only remember one of their names very quickly.
What's the other guy's name? Tom Seaver.
Brandon
what was it?
Clark.
Brandon Clark.
Something like that.
Something like that. So I don't know. I mean, you know, is there anybody over there that you you would like that is interesting to you? Because we also, it was Richard Fitz and Brandon Clark. We need starting pitching badly here in San Diego. But that's a very steep price tag. $41 million for a Sonny Gray is pretty nuts. We're not shopping in that.
No,
$880 dress shirt.
I'm surprised anyone's shopping in that particular bin of the department store for Sonny Gray at that price. But again, a lot has to do with how much, you know, the Cardinals are paying. And still, even if they're paying $15 million, they're saving, you know, $15 to $20 million next year that they can allocate elsewhere or continue their rebuild, which we'll see what direction they go.
Man, interesting stuff.
You know, that division all of a sudden, though, the Central, you know, you've got the Cubs are going to be talented, I think, again.
Yes.
And the Brewers just continue to put winning product on the field.
They'll find a way.
They find a way, which means you've got a tough road to kind of climb past at least those two teams. Pirates say they're going to spend some money you know, behind Paul Skeens. Maybe this is the time for St. Louis to retrench. I know Cardinals fans aren't happy about it. We talked about it at the end of the season. Cardinals attendance plummeted.
Like,
oh, yeah, the best fans in baseball. We understand the sport. Well, they don't seem to be any happier than the rest of us about a team that is not willing to pay for players to put a winning product on the field. Stop winning, they went away. They were the best fans in the sport when their team consistently won the division every year and was in the playoffs every year. Great. Not, you know, have a couple of bad seasons and, you know, Busch Stadium is now half empty at the
end
of the year.
You know, my guess is that the same thing would happen here.
100%.
I mean, and I think the exact same thing would happen here, and let that be a wake-up call to all the owners out there.
There's only one fan base that's ever been heralded for going to see a losing team consistently every year, and that's the Cubs fan base.
That's it.
And that's a bit misleading as well, because Wrigley Field seats like 100 people. It's really small. So, you know, when they say, wow, we sold out another game, think about that. There's like 14,000 seats at less seats at Wrigley than even Petco.
Yeah.
It's tiny. It's a small ballpark. They've added some in recent years. We'll get to check it out ourselves next summer. But
that was the worst thing that could have happened, too, because it was that lovable losers, and we've embraced it. And, you know, for many, many years, if you're the owner, you're like, why would I spend a lot of money on players? These dudes show up regardless. Now, some people will argue that's a true fan, but maybe it is. Maybe it is, but that whole we're going to lean into this thing prohibited them from winning for many, many years.
The only thing that I will criticize fans for is when your team is winning and you still don't show.
Correct.
You know, we've seen that sometimes with the Rays. Now they have a bad ballpark. That doesn't help, but they put winning products on the field and they still don't draw fans.
That's a bummer.
Which that That's a rough look.
Dodger fans in the playoffs because it's not the World Series.
Otherwise, it's winning and fans. It's a direct correlation. The more you win, the more fans show
up. That's exactly right. And that's really how it should be. And I think you'd be insane to say otherwise. Support them with your hard-earned money, win or lose. They're not spending any money, but you should.
SDFC will be the test. We've never seen them not win. What happens? They're filling up the Snapdragon Stadium. They don't know what it looks like.
If they lose three games in a row next year, be like, I'm out. I mean, maybe.
Maybe they never will lose. Maybe they'll be the first team ever wins a championship and then just keeps winning championships. They
would love
a championship every single year.
Or they're at least in it.
Fold the league because no one can ever beat San Diego FC in MLS Cup action.
I don't know, man. I think it's an interesting dilemma that baseball has. And, you know, again, the owner's crying poor. Peter Seidler paved the way for them and just said, look, if you put an exciting product on the field, then people will come. You know, if you build it, they will come. And they did. And, you know, now they have established a culture here, and they have established an idea that all of us need. We're all behind, but it comes with conditions. The conditions are, no, you still have to put a winning team on the field.
The Padres are cool.
They're cool.
It's cool to like the Padres.
That's right.
And it was not that case when I was growing up.
That's exactly right.
And if you start losing, you're no longer cool.
You're not cool anymore. So like, you can't trade Fernando Tatis Jr. Your Yankee fan friends want to do.
I got a text from John Boy, my boss.
They're wasting so much time on these trade proposals for Fernando Tatis Jr.
I want to hear what John Boy
just
texted.
Yeah, I do too.
He texted me, Michael Kay talking about the Yankees, said, would this break you? I said, yes. Michael Kay talking about Tatis.
Yeah, Tatis, yeah.
I said, would this break you? I said, yes, but it's not going to happen.
No, we didn't even really get into it. That Michael Kay said the Yankees should trade for Fernando Tatis Jr.
I think it would have been not just a waste of time, like irresponsible to give that a ton of...
I mean, I don't blame Michael Kay for bringing it up.
Well, you need material.
It's fodder. And yeah, if I'm the Yankees and I could trade for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Well, it's fun.
I'm saying for us. I would think about it too. If we came on last week and tried to get the fan base all riled up, like this was actually going to happen or something like that, I think that's irresponsible.
I think it is too. But from their perspective, it's fun if you're Michael Kay to be like, this is what ownership should be doing. They should be going after Fernando Tatis Jr.
We're Padres fans. Anytime there's a big name player even mentioned, we're like, I could see a way AJ Preller makes that work.
Right.
Like, of course.
And
anytime
when any of our players are doing good, one of our guys tries to trade them immediately when their value is at their highest so we can get the most back. Standard.
Right. And how many times do you wish that they had done it when I had
just
said
a,
so?
Just a couple. Fine, just a, like I can think of. I can't think of any.
All right. We got to check traffic. We'll come back. Couple minutes left. I did say we'd mention what you asked the question. What's next for SDSU?
Yeah. What's next?
It's an interesting question.
Where do
actually.
They go from here?
Get to that after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right. San Diego State lost. I still can't believe I'm looking at the score right now. 94-54. I watched the game. I still can't believe that they could give up 201 points in two games, even if there were two overtimes against Troy. And last night was as embarrassing of a performance by the Aztecs as we have seen. Well, since the NCAA tournament, embarrassing loss to North Carolina. But this was just ugly. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know that I've ever felt more wrong about a team. When I sit here and I go, the depth is insane. As Brian Dutcher talked about, you know, going into the season, I've got too many good players. My biggest problem is finding time for all of them. I don't think that looks like the problem right now. Paulie, you tell me. Is too many good players the problem for the Aztecs right now?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I actually think it's possible.
I can see how too many good players, you may not get into the right rhythm and you lose a game you should win. Like Troy, that could make sense. You don't lose by 40 because you have too many good players. You lose by 40 because you got run off the floor.
They're just not playing well. I don't know how else to. It's very simple, but they're just not playing well. I mean, I'm watching 8 minute long spurts where, like, I feel like Magoon and Reese Waters, like, they don't even touch the ball, let alone make a difference with it. And it's just there's too many of those moments.
So you can point at the field goal percentage, 27%, which is
terrible,
which is awful, and they did not shoot well. But we've seen that from Aztec's team in the past. To me, it's the turnovers. 17 more turnovers yesterday after 20 against Troy. They're giving the ball away far too often.
Leads to some easy points buckets.
Less chances for your team, easier buckets for the other team. That is how you lose games big. Turnovers are the big issue. We've seen and sloppy ones, you know, dribbling it off a foot, out of bounds, you know, just getting trapped in the wrong places. The offense just does not look like it's clicking on any level right now for San Diego State. And then that's showing up then on the defensive end because you are giving away more fast breaks, you know, more rebounding. I mean, with Michigan, it was tough because they're huge, but too many second chance points, third chance, fourth chance points in the game yesterday that just couldn't do anything that really allowed them to stay in that game against the Wolverines.
He said, Dutch said last night after the game, I did like this, puts it on himself. He said, when you're bad from the top down, and I'm the top. I didn't have us ready to compete at that level against a very good team. I told him after the game, we can't think one thing about Michigan when we walk out of the arena, or we'll have no chance to play against Oregon. As much as it can serve as a learning experience, this is not the time to learn from it. It's the time to put it behind us as quickly as we can.
The Aztecs are 1.5-point underdogs against Oregon.
What's Oregon?
They're not ranked. They're on the
third outside the top 25.
29th, 30th, somewhere in there.
I don't know. I mean, you got to show me something tonight.
Yeah, 100%.
State. 8 o'clock tip.
Must win.
From Las Vegas. Feels like it. It really does. All right, Rindle Report and our biggest fan announcement coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.